Esther Medallah on top. Again, the last shaila was that the Mishnah says it could be totally a kethem in a macholis at the size of a gris. So shaila was, if you have the size of a gris, is that tummy, is that still Torah? So the only tummy, we are the locha kagris viyoy, the drop more than a gris. So Mesa have a question like this. It says on top here that hoya olea tipi domin, let's say she had different spots of blood, let's say you're on her clothing, lamata on the bottom, rushes klemi katanim, she had small spots of dam. Vitipe domin lamalo, or else she had big spots of dam. Slocher is toila, the elyon, you could be totally the big spots of dam, at kagris, until the size of the kagris, to say that she's toira. So Mila doesn't mean to say kagris milamata, that if she's still size, if she sees the size of kesem, the dam, is the size of a kagris, that milamata, that she's still tor. You see, she's only tummy more than that. Gemara says, lo, it could be kagris means milamala. So if she sees the size of a kagris, that she could be tummy. So in this price, it wouldn't be a raya. Can it could be the same thing like the Mishnah? Kagris means up until a kagris. If she finds a kesem, the size of blood stain, the size of a gris, size of a half of a bean, it could be then she would be tameya. There's no proof. If now we learn like this, what's going to be nimtzole kagris viyoit? She found on a kesem, she found a kesem, found a stain on the underwear, the size of a gris viyoit, a little bit more than a gris, to be parsed, she should be tameya. But what happened was viyoit, this little bit more than a gris, was Ritzufa by Macholus, there was a dead-like bug crushed on that of the yoid. So what's the locha? Rabbi Chanina, why mitzmeya? Still we say she's tmeya. Because we could only be totally in a Macholus the size of a gris. Here that there was a gris of the yoid, we say something else came here besides the dam Macholus, therefore she's tmeya, it's dam nidus. Rabbi Yani, Rabbi Yani says, no, we say she's tmeya. What's the Macholus? Rabbi Chanina, why Mitzvah Mechina says she's tmeya? Ki talya b'kagris. When do we say the shear is kagris? B'kagris. If the size only the size of a gris, then she's tera. For kagris v'yoid lo talya. Once we find a blood stain, the size of a gris and a drop more, and then we're not totally in the macholus. Even though we found the macholus there, truth, some dam came from the macholus. But there's too much dam there to say it only came from the macholus. Therefore, we have to say there's some dam needed there also. Reb Yana Yamata, Reb Yana says no, that she's Tahira. Why? Hanin Mila, when do I say that you have more than the size of the gris, she's Tameya? Heche de Leritzufa by Macholus, where there's no Macholus squash there. Havlecha de Ritzufa by Macholus, where there's some Macholus squash there. If there's a Macholus squashed on it, then we say, Mucha Milsa, Tahai Viyoid da Macholusu, that this Viyoid for sure came from this Macholus that was squashed there. And therefore, posh by kagris, what's left over? The sublot stain the size of the gris. So, kivun the bial matalia, since usually we tell the size of the gris in a macholis, his okina mitalia. So, I just like to say that part of the oid that the macholis is squashed on is not part of the suffix. That we know for sure came from this dead macholis. What part of the suffix? The rest of the stain. The rest of the stain, since it's only the size of the gris, not more, that's like usually we always told it in a macholis, and we say she's tohira. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Rabbi Yirmiyahu declares shal like this. What's going to be nisaska b'kagris? She was oisik in the kagris, but nintzala b'kagris v'yot. She found upon herself dam the size of the kagris v'yot. She was oisik. She was working with blood or killing macholis, and she found now a blood stain kagris and a little bit more mal. So Moses says here to boil the Rabbi Yirmiyahu. He has a question according to Bechanina. And to boil the Rabbi Yana, to be shkutchal, even according to Rabbi Yanai. To boil the Kaddish, according to Rabbi Chanina. And it's like this. Ah, kanatun ala kum, Rabbi Chanina hosam temeya elo, tlay nisaska. She didn't work with the dam. Therefore, we say she's temeya. Avalocha, the nisaska, yes, she was working with the dam. Talia, we say, as much dam as she was Isaac with, we know for sure the dam came from that. And the rest of the stain is less than a kagris, therefore she's tera. The one that he said a chumma where she was not oisik in it, but here where she's oisik, maybe talia or duma, maybe no. Afilu Rabbi Yana before says she's torah mitoyra, she before she's torah. Hani, we one is that heichad ritzufa by macholus. When we see mamish the macholus squashed on the degas, we know that the yoid came from the macholus, not part of the suffix. Abul Hecha Dein Ritzufa B'Macholzva, where the Macholz was not squashed on the place, Latalia, here we're not totally that the yard came from the Macholz, and therefore there's only one big suffix here, and since the size of the stain is more than the size of the gris, she'll have to be Tameya, so we don't know what the luck would be. Toshma, come here, I'll bring you proof. It says like this, what's going to be Nisafka B'Yodom? Let's say she was icing on something red with a red dye, saying, Ein Tolem B'Shochor. If she finds a black stain on her clothing, she cannot say that the black stain comes from what she was icing in, but rather she has said that Dam Tamei, she's Tamei. Now, the mood, let's say she's icing in a small amount of blood, Ein Tolem B'Merubah, if she finds a large stain on her clothing, she cannot be Tolem L'Hokka, but she says she's Tamei. Hechidam, what's the case talking about? Love isn't it? Ki Hagavna, the last case we're talking about. Where she was Isaac to Bimit, and she found more now, a little bit more than that, even though it's not more than a gris, still we stay in Tolem Boss. Look where we see, you have to go to Chumra. So, mashallah, maybe that's not the case. Here's the case of a girl in Nisaska, like a gris. She was Isaac in Dam, the size of a gris of a bean. The name Tzalesh Negris in the yard, and she found on her clothing the size of two gris and the yard. Therefore, for sure, more than she, what she was Isaac was, there was a gris for yard. That's why here she's Tanayim. But before, where it's not more than a gris for yard, maybe it should be Torah. For the more yard, if that's the case, Malamim, what's the Kiddush over here? Smur says, yes, still there's a Kiddush. But otherwise, Mother Time, I would have thought to say, Shekol Kagris Tzipor, take the gris that she was Isaac with from the Dam of a Tzipor, and Shag Yabay Meitzoy, and put it in between the two shiurim, and if so, Zil Hokolek Yishur on the right side is no more left the size of the gris v'yoid, and Zil Hokolek Yishur on the left side is no more left more than a gris v'yoid. I would have thought to say she could be Torah. Is Kamash Malam now here? That you cannot be told that since she was only Isaac in a gris, and she find out the size of two gris and v'yoid, therefore we say she's Tameya. Omar Rova, Rova says like this, what's going to be Nim Tzole Min Echot? She finds upon herself one type of dam. So, toilo bo, kama minit, she have right to be totally all of the types of dirt. In other words, she doesn't know where it came from, but she sees she has a stain on a begit. So she, this Anisha, doesn't care about, doesn't keep herself that clean. So even though she finds other stains on the begotten red stain, she has a right to say it came from someplace else. Mace, we have a question. Nisaska biyodum, she was Isaac in something red. In Tola B'Shachar, we cannot say if she finds a black stain on the begot that came from that, but rather she's Tameya. So for instance, Nisaska Shana, here it's different. If we know she was Isaac in red, so we know clearly where the red should come from. So then we say only the red she could be Tola and not something black. But now the case is where she wasn't Isaac in anything. She knows she got herself dirty. So she got herself dirty with this color, it's possible she got herself dirty with another color also, therefore we could be Tola. He could hear me something like this. Omar Rova Rova says, what's going to be Nisaska b'minechod? She's asking in one type, Nisaska b'minechod. So Tolu b'kamaminim, yes, it could be totally all different type of colors also. If she's asking in one color, we could say other colors came upon her also. Mesa, we have a question. It says Nisaska b'yedem, if she's asking in red, and Tolu b'shoka, she has a black stain, we're not telling a black stain. Of course, the theory here we say with one color, with totally other colors. For instance, Ki Kama Rav, one that Rav has said, the Yisaska Batana Gerlis, where she's Isaac with this hen. The Yisbo Kama Mini Dom, a lot of different colors of blood come out with it. So therefore, it's considered like she's Isaac with a lot of colors. Therefore, any color she finds on a bag, any different type of shade of red, we say came from this hen, that's why she's Torah. But otherwise, which she's Isaac only in one type of a color, and she finds a different color, we're not totally Zebizel. Then the Mishnah says, Maisa b'isha, after the case with the Isha. For Tanya, we learned, Le'omru chachom, it's a double hook in the lahachmi, faket, the chom were not makel, but they were machmi by ksomim. And the Mishnah says the opposite. Amravina, Rina answered like this. The pshat is, Le'omru chachom, al divritura, they were not makel on divritura. El lihachm al divritura, faket, they were more machmi upon the divritura. In other words, midi yiraisa, if you only find the kesim, she's tahira. It's the rabbonim or machmi, they said that she's tamay. But some amount of Madurabonim, this tomb is only Madurabonim. Therefore, Madurabonim, we have these coolest to say that she's Tor. That you could be Toli, if she has a Makkah, we have a right to say that Dam came from the Makkah and she's Tor. Now the Mishnah says, Eid Shunosim, she has the aid. The Shemata, she checked herself with, stuffed it under the pillow at night. See, Borlihu. Mliplegi Rabbonin Aleh, the Ablozer of Tzadik Aloi. Ablozer of Tzadik says that if you find the spot to be round, it's Torah from Dam Acholis. But if you find the spot, the stain of Dam, to be long, then she's Tmeya. That was Ablozer of Tzadik. So, shall the Chom argue or not? Tashma Kamanir, it says, Kesem Oruch. If you have a long kesem, a long strip of blood, is mitzaref. You prepare to put them together to make them to shiv kugris v'yoid. Tipen, a mitzaref. But if you have a few spots, they don't touch one another, then we're now mitzaref. Each spot, like you have to have at least one the size of a kugris v'yoid. Mani, who does this price to go like? He, Reb Lazar, Reb Tzedek, lom litzir, what do you have to have tzir from? He says, Moshe kol shutamei. That anytime you find a stain long on the shemata, you tamei. So, chura, El Olav isn't as bright as going according to Rabbanin. And so Shramina plegi the Rabbanin argue on your blood of Tzadik. And even though you find a long stain, still they say it's tor, unless it's the size of a gris v'yayid. The Mar says, Loi, could be known as Noraya. The early meal is bright as goes according to your blood of Tzadik. The Chiyam, your blood of Tzadik, the aid. When did he say any little Vedam, Moshe Tzadik, only with Shemeda Bedika? On the aid of Shemeda Bedika, well, there we say any little bit is Tom, it's not Dam Acholis. Abu Bekesim, will she only find the dam on a clothing, not through a bedikaloi? Then even Rav Lazar of Tzadik agrees that you have to have the shear of the gris v'yoid, and less than the size of the gris v'yoid to remain toiver. Toshema, come in here. The Amri of Yudah Mashmuel, Halacha k'Rav Lazar of Tzadik, take a passing Rav Lazar of Tzadik. So since he says Halacha, Mechlau de Pligi, Mashmuel de Rabbanon argue on him. That's why he has to say Halacha. So Shemamin, if that's a good proof to say that Rabbanon talk, argue. But our korban we take a pasuk like Reb Lozer Reb Tzadik. In the case where she made a bedika, as she put it under a pillow in the morning, she checks it. If we find the spot to be round, we have right to be told that somebody was a macholus an ant under a pillow, and that's where the dam came from, not from the bedika. But the dam is moshuch, even though it's a small speck of dam. Then we say came b'shas the bedika, and then should be tameya. Kehadu nolecho aroya kesem. Isha shiyoisa trochel, an isha that was like urinating, and v'rosa dam is in the bowl. She found dam after she finished. She's for dam. So shaila is, where did the dam come from? The dam come from the makor where she's tamei, or do we say it came with the urine? It came like maybe from the kidney. It came from, she had a mark inside. She had a wound inside. So Rav Meir says like this. Rav Meir Oimer. In my medis, if she was standing when she was urinating, then Tameya. Then we said, since she was standing or was in urine came out, but the legs were close together, so how to push its way through. So we have before once, the swore then that the urine goes upwards a little bit into the, near the makor, near the womb, and that could cause blood to come out. Then we say she's Tameya. But im yuvim yosheva, she was sitting down, then the urine comes out normal. Then we say that the dam does not come from the makor, from the place of nidus, when she's matal meraglayim. Therefore we say she's Torah, that this dam, some came from the urine tract, and it was from the kidneys, and therefore she's Torah. Rabbi Yossi says, no, ben kach or ben kach Torah. He holds both times, whether she was sitting or whether she was standing, he holds that b'shasis, when the urine comes out, no dam from the makor comes out then. And more mistavra said the dam comes from the urine tract, and therefore she served dam mako and not dam nida. What's going to be now ish v'isha she'osa tzrochein matoich hasafon? Let's say a man and a lady, both take one after another. They use the same bowl, and they both will let out urine. And v'nimtza dam alamayim, and afterwards we find blood in the mayim. So now, like it's a sveikah, we don't know if the dam came from the man and pshita, then she's Torah, or maybe the dam came from her, and even if it came from her, we don't know where it came from the urine tract, or it come from the maid nidus, dam nidus. So Rabbi Yossi Bitar, Rabbi Yossi says here it's Torah. And really, the Gemara is the question, of course, pshita. Rabbi Yossi says in the Reisha that she's Torah, even if it's only one Isha, and here, like it's a sveikah, of course, pshita, that she's Torah. But Rabbi Yossi says she's Mitar. And the Chiddush here is Rabbi Shimon Metar. Rabbi Shimon says no, she's Tamei. And why? Because he holds Shein Derech Ish Lohitzi Dam, because the man usually does not let blood out. So therefore, it's like the man is not in the picture. It's only a suffix in the Isha, The dam came from the isha. So the dam came from the isha. It's more mistaken to say that it came from her, and therefore that's Reb Shimon Shita is not like Reb Yosi before. But he holds that it comes from the isha. We say mistaken came from the makor, from the dam nidus, and he doesn't make a difference whether she was sitting or whether she was standing. At all times, whenever she finds dam, it's not mistaken. He'll hold it comes from the urine tract. But rather, it always comes from the dam nidus. According to Reb Shimon, she's Temeya. The loch here we make with Pasnog Reb Yosi. Reb Yosi says, Ben kach or ben kach toira. Even though it's only an ish alone, whether she's standing or whether she's sitting, we hold that she's toira. And we say, Mistama, the dam came from the urine tract and not from her nidus. Now the Mora says, What's Chan Reb Meya, Maish noi medes? Why do we say if she's standing and she lets out urine? The Amrina, we say, May raglaim hodel makor. If shat is, then the urine comes out, if I push upwards a little bit, and it goes to the makor, hodel makor, to where the womb is, and we icy dam, therefore dam comes out from the womb, from the makor, and therefore the dam needs, we say she's tamay. If so, Yeshev's nami, say the same for when she's sitting also. Neymar, why don't I say, May raglaim hodel makor also, even when she's sitting. But maybe when the urine comes out, some urine goes up a little bit into the near the womb, and that could also cause the dam needles to come out. The yaisi dam will bring dam. So Hura, like if we know for sure she saw dam, now we should go to stop with the yaisa. We should be machmir. We should say she's tamei. So what do you say if she's sitting? She's tor. So my answer is Amar Shmuel says like this: the mezanekis, the mishnah after talking about where she's mezanekis means where the urine is coming out in the flow. Rashi says, well, the nekis means mekaleches, is a strong flow of urine coming out. The chivon, the nofek, the kiluch, comes out in one flow, kiyurche normally, then loy dechika, she's not by pushing it out. Loy hoda me raglam le makor, then the urine does not go up the track to the womb. The enderech dam makor, Lord says, ime raglam, min astam, we don't say any dam from the makor drips out while she's urinating. We don't say that. So therefore, if she's mezanekes, that's why to say when she's sitting, we said that she's toirah. Let's say at the end, where just small drops are coming out, then I did the ukmanashi, she like holds it back, or only small drops are coming out, then we could say, hodor, maybe the urine does go up to the womb. And then, kilo medhav temalach, like she's standing. Standing, then the flow can't come a straight flow of urine, but rather comes drops by drops. So when he says Yosheb is Torah, means she's being mezanekes, the dam is coming, the urine is coming flowing straight out, and then that urine does not go upwards at all, it goes straight out, and therefore we say there's no dam from the makor, it's only dam from the urine tract, and she's Torah. So Rav says why? Mezanekes nam, even when there's a straight flow of urine, Dilma may be boss of the tamamai after she finishes urinating, maybe then also dam, maybe that dam, then the dam will come. So she finds dam in the bowl, maybe the dam was from after, from dam nidus. So Rashi learns what it means to say is that Dilma boss of the tamamai means also dam mimikol, lemachos meraglayim, mash me after she finished urinating altogether. Tosafot have started to say no, it means not when she finished altogether. It just means after the zinik, after the straight flow came, at the end when it was shayses, just drops by drop, maybe there some dam came out then. So again, she should be suffered. If you suffered the rice, she got luchumra, which you say she's tamei. So my answer is, Omer Rav Abba, the case here is, b'yosheves al-sfas ha-sefel. Here we're talking about where she's sitting, al-sfas ha-sefel, she's sitting at the svas, at the tip of the bowl. Like we would have on the seat, she's sitting on the seat there, and therefore it's like this: Uber mezanekes when the urine goes straight out, flowing out, but toichasefel, then it comes straight into the bowl. It doesn't touch the sides of the rim. But that's the case. But now a case here is v'nim tzadam b'toichasefel. We only find dam in the bowl and not on the rim around where she was sitting. So therefore, the misid was like you want to say maybe. The boss of the Tomamai was after she finished the flow of urine. At the end, that's when the dam came out. So that dam doesn't shoot out, that just drips out.
If so, also thrasa sefli bol l'shechuchei. You should have found it then around the rim of the bowl, around the chair, the seat that she's sitting on. That's where you should have found the dam. You shouldn't have just found it in the bowl. So since we found it only in the bowl and not around the rim, that's a proof to say the dam came out when she was mazanekes. And therefore, when she was mazanekes, then the svara is only dam from the urine tract and not from the makor. Because if your question was maybe the dam came out after she finished the mazanekes, after she finished urinating, then some dam came out. That would have just dripped out drip by drop. So then that should have been found on the rim of the bowl, like on the seat. Since no dam was found there, for sure the dam did not come out afterwards. It only came out b'shas, the urine, when it was an ekis. And therefore we say she's tohira. It's not shchir for dam needed to come out then when she's being as an ekis. Sefkan Reb Meir. Omar Shmuel, Shmuel says, V'yam r'lo som siyam Reb Yehuda Omar Shmuel, halachak Reb Yosi. We take a paskin l'kula. Reb Yosi says in the Mishnah, whether she was standing or whether she was sitting, in both cases we say she's tohira. In both cases, we say it's not a derer for the dam needed to come out then, but rather it's dam from the urine. V'chein oirilei Reb Abba lekala, same Reb Abba taught halacha to kala, Rashi says the name of a person, that he has to shayla happen by him. To halacha Reb Yosi, halacha takas like Reb Yosi, that he can be makele. If you find dam in the bowl, whether she was sitting or whether she was standing, in both cases we say it's Torah. It's not a derech for the dam needed to come out then, but rather it's more shchirich for the dam of the urine from the kidneys came out. Does it? Then it says the Mishnah ish v'isha. What's given the case where both used the bowl, the same bowl, afterwards one after another? So it was the machlokes that Rabbi Yosi again said tohira, and Rabbi Shimon was the one that said metame. He boiled over a question like this: ish v'isha oimdim mal yomer v'meya. What's going to be if both an Isha and Isha were standing when the Ramata Meraglayim and used the same bowl one after another? What would Rabbi Meir say in the Sefer? It's in the Reisha Rabbi Meir said that when Isha is Oimedes, she's Tameya. What's going to be in the Sefer? Rabbi Meir doesn't say. So what's going to be the Lacha there where both Isha and Isha use the same bowl? Would he be Machmed there also? Maybe there it's a Sveik Sveik of Golakula. It sounds like this. Kiyom Rabbi Meir, when Rabbi Meir says she's Tameya, B'chad Sveika, only with Isha alone. So only a suffering came out from her. Shalawir from the Makor, from the urine, we say came from the Makor. Since she was standing, the Meraglayim went up to the Makor and brings down the dam. Abu the Sveik Sveika, where a man also used this bowl, and maybe the dam came from him, so it's a Sveik Sveika. Lemetam, and Mira May would agree that she's Tahira. Adumah, maybe no Loshna, doesn't make a difference. He'll agree to Reb Shimon Svara in the Sefer, and to Reb. To agree to Reb Shimon Svara in the Sefer to say that that's still his Tameya. Of course, we say the man's not Bechlal the Sefer going to the Isha and it'll be Tameya. So Morris Amor Shtarka says, yes, he, the same Malach, Reb Meir would agree that she's Tameya in the Sefer. And the Svara would be because the Mithara Sefer came from the man is out of the picture. So it's only the Isha, if she's a Medis, it'll be Tameya. Remind me, Mai, what's your Raya? Midah like Tony, since the end of the Mishnah doesn't say, the Sefer doesn't say Reb Meir Reb Yosi Mitarim. It doesn't say in the Sefer Reb Meir is Mitarim, only says Reb Yosi is Mitarim. Since it doesn't say Reb Meir, Mashm Reb Meir would agree it's Tanei even in the Sefer. For the Gemara Yochi, that's true. So Hashtu Reb Meir, Chutakashan Reb Meir, Hashtu Reb Meir, Bisveik Sveik Mitarim. You want it from Reb Meir, would say it's Tommy in the Sefer, where there's two people involved, still she's Tanei. If so, Bechat Sofik Miboi. Like, how come Reb Meir has to say as a loch in the ratio? He should have just said as a loch in the Sefer. And Pshitai would know in the ratio she's Tameya. Why does he only say in the ratio, not in the Sefer? So my answer is, L'adicha koicha de Reb Yosi, that the reason why it brings down the machlokes in the ratio, the teacher's the chiddush of Reb Yosi's halacha, that the afrilu b'chad tzveika mitayir. That's why he wants to bring down the machlokes for Reb Meir and Reb Yosi in the ratio, to teach us the chiddush of Reb Yosi, that even though it's one suffix, still, Rabbi Yosi says it's Torah. So Mara says, why? Still, the Yad Miflagi the Chatzveika, why do they only argue in one suffix? And you're telling me now what's the Svara? L'adicha Korchot Rabbi Yosi, teaching the Kiddush of Rabbi Yosi, Liflag the Sveik Sveika, they should argue rather in the Sefer. Sveik Sveika, L'adicha Korchot Rabbi Meir, teaching the Kiddush of Rabbi Meir. Then he says, even my Sveik Sveika, Shulz Taneya. You're answering me, the Sefer Machlekes Narration, teaching me the Kiddush of Rabbi Yosi, that she's Torah. But why don't you already say the machlokes in the sefer? It'll be a chiddush in Lermeya that she's Tameya. So Mora says, no, on this we have the klal, koyech tete rodif. It's always better to hear something that's matir, a heter, that's a bigger chiddush. So you want to say the machlokes in the ratio that Rabbi Yosef's chiddush is, even though it's only one suffix, still he holds she's Tahira. Yeah. That's for Shlokish's pshat. But Rabbi Yechon says no. Kikom Rabbi Meir, when the Rabbi Meir is saying the ratio, she's Tameya Bechat Sveik, there's only one person, only she's involved. Aval the Sveik and the race in their safe where there's two people, she and the man, then Lo Yomar, then Rabbi Meir would agree that she's Tahira. Because he holds in Ken, because it was really true in Ken. No, this is a question. If Kwan Rabbi Yechon and in Ken was so, listening, wasn't the safe for the Mishnah to say then Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yosi Matayr? We should have said Rabbi Meir also in the safe and said he's Matayr. It's according to Rabbi Yochanan. So Gemara says true, Eino Chanami, if that's the way it should have been. But the Yardi, the Solak, Rabbi Yosi, since we ended off saying Rabbi Yosi's Loch on the ratio, said that he holds his Torah, is possible with Rabbi Yosi, therefore in the safe also starts off with Rabbi Yosi. But really, Eino Chanami, that Rabbi Meir would agree in the safe to say that she's Torah. That's what Rabbi Yochanan learns. Yeah, Sveik, Rabbi Meir would agree it's Torah. Now the Gemara's question though, Rabbi Yosi, according to Rabbi Yosi though, Bechad Sveik and Mitai, once Rabbi Yosi says in the Reisha, that even though it's only the Isha involved, that she's Torah, so the Sveik and Miboi, why does he have to say in the Sefer she's Torah? Who are Pshita? Well, if the Madach one Sofik is Torah, Pshita Sveik would be Torah. Gemara says, yes, Madach time I would have thought to say maybe, Hanin Milu Dievit. When does Rabbi Yosi in the Reisha say that she's Torah? Only b'diyevet means if she already touched kachim or trumas, we say it's Torah. But maybe I'm lechachidu loy, but maybe lechachidu Rabbi Yosi would agree she should not touch tyrus. Lechachidu she should be knowing as if she's tamei. It's kamash mulon. That's why kamash mulon. We may have to say Rabbi Yosi says aloha two times. The Mishnah teaches us that he means to say Torah legamri even lechachidu that she's 100% Torah and she's allowed even lechachidu touch tyrus and kachim. Another one says, Tanya Kabasa Rabbi Yochanan, bring a proof to Rabbi Yochanan. It says, Ish v'isha, man v'isha, sh'osu tzrachei m'otech ha-sefel. Both of them were urinating one after another in the same bowl. The nimtza dam alamayim, and later we found blood in the mayim. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yosi Mitar, so it says clearly, Rabbi Meir also agrees, that Malkam Sveik Sveiker, she's tor. Rabbi Shimon Mitamah, this is not Mishra, Shimon says, no, she's tummy, even though it's a Sveik Sveiker. Still, Rabbi Shimon says, she's tummy. So most of the Tzibodo have a question like this. Isha Yosheves Ma'la Yom Rabbi Shimon. What would Rabbi Shimon say where the Isha Yosheves sitting? So that's what Rabbi Shimon says in the Mishnah, even when Sveik Sveika, she's Tameya, maybe it's only where she's a Medis, where she's standing. So then you have Rabbi Meir Svara, the urine goes up and it goes to the Makor and brings down Dam. And we don't care about the man. It's not Shkir for man to have Dam. That's why it's Tamei. What's going to be Yosheves where she's sitting? Would Rabbi Shimon agree that she's Torah? No, even there she's Tamei. So Mazda says, Kiyam Rabbi Shimon, does Rabbi Shimon say that she's Tameya B'yemedis? Maybe only when she's standing. And then the Svar is the Docha, Gla'alma. That since she's standing, the feet are pressing together, that causes the urine maybe to go up a little bit into the near the Makor and brings out Dam. Avi Yashem, when she's sitting down though, like maybe there he agrees the urine comes straight out, so it doesn't go near the Makor. So we said the dam is from the urine, not from the nidus. Or do we maybe leishman? There's no difference according to Rabbi Shimon. He's machmenol. At all times he says it's not shkiach for dam to come from the urine, but rather the dam comes from the nidus and she's tameya. So Toshima coming here. So the Tani will learn like this: Yosheves toila. That where she's Yosheves, then we could be toila. Yosheves tak is toila. But I made this ain't a toila. Divya Rabbi Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. That's what Meir Shita, she's sitting, she's Torah, she's standing, she's Tameya. Rabbi Yosi Yamano Benkach U Benkach Toila. Even though she's standing, still you go to Kula. That's what Yosi Shita. However, Rabbi Shimon Naimit says clearly, Benkach U Benkach Eina Toila. He holds on both cases. That you're not Toila, Eina Toila, he holds whether she's standing or whether she's sitting. Even when she's sitting, still Rabbi Shimon says, she's Tameya. That's what Shimon Svara said, that when she's urinating, it's not Shechiyah B'chlal Dam to come from the urine. Dam comes from the Makor, from therefore she's Tameya. So this is where the case here was, where only she's using the bowl herself. Now we boil over a question like this. What's going to be, Ish V'isha Yoshvin, Maliyam Rabbi Shimon, what's going to be the case where first Isha was sitting and urinating, and then the man used the same bowl, and later we found Dam in the bowl? So here they're both sitting down. So maybe Kiyam Rabbi Shimon and Medes the Dochel Liyam. When does Rabbi Shimon say in the Mishnah, even the Mokim Tzveika, it's Tameid? Maybe only where she's standing. Or else the Yosheves Techatzva Sofik. Or else maybe even when she's sitting, like we just said, but only with this one Sofik, where just she herself used the bowl. Then he's Machnir. Avo, maybe the Tzveik Tzveika Lo Yama. But maybe where both the man and Isha both use the same bowl and they're both sitting, maybe there Rabbi Shimon agrees that she's Torah. Or maybe Leishman, there's no difference according to Rabbi Shimon. In all cases, she's Tameya. Must yes, Toshima, come and bring a proof. That Kivun the Yom Rabbi Shimon, since Rabbi Shimon says in the Mishnah, Cheskav Domim in the Isha, that there's a Chazoka, that the Dam comes from the Isha, not from the man. If so, then the Sfor would be, Loishna Oimdin, Loishna Yoshrin. There's no difference. As according to Rabbi Shimon, the fact the man used the bowl means nothing. A man doesn't see Dam, it's more mistake that Dam came from the Isha. If so, two doesn't make a difference, just like one. And but like one, we just got finished. Rabbi Shimon says clearly, even though she's a Yosheves, still he holds she's Tameya. Because he holds it's not Shechiach B'chlav for Dam to come b'shas the urine, but rather the Dam comes from the Makor, and therefore he says she's Tameya. Well, the Halach is like Rabbi Yossi, that even in the case where she's Omedes, still we say she's Tahira. Rabbi Yossi says, Benkach or Benkach, Tahirah, that the Dam does not come from the Makor when she's urinating, but rather the Dam comes from the urine track, and therefore she remains Tahira. Yet now the Mishnah says, Hish'ilo Chaluko Lenochris. Let's say a lady lent her clothing, or the dress of the underwear, to a Goya to wear. And after she got finished wearing it, then the original owner wore it again. And then when she took it off, she found the kesem on it. Or else, Ola Nida, or else she gave it to a Nida. And she let her friend that was a Nida wear the clothing. Then after she gave it back, then she put it on and she found the kesem on it. All right, turn over, continue on.